Anytime Fitness. Zero joining fee today until midnight. Make healthy happen. Search Anytime Fitness and join. Blunston. Two things you never skimp on. A good mattress and a better pair of boots from Blunston.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us this morning on a very busy day in the world of sports news with the Tiger Woods news. In surgery at the moment, having been involved in a crash over there in the States. We'll chase and continue to chase and keep you up to speed with that. Wisp, I was at Fox the other day, Fox Sports, just checking out what we're doing and getting across everything.
As you do.
Thought I had a handle across it, you know. Yep. These are new shit. No new shit. We have the schedule looks.
New stuff happening.
Yeah.
New faces.
And then I read a release that said the new show, Face to Face. And I'm thinking, oh, that's an interesting show, where Matthew Johns goes head to head with the biggest names in the AFL.
Well, he's big, this bloke.
Oh, is he big?
He's extending himself beyond the NRL. He's taking over the AFL.
He's leapfrogging.
I think he's part of Push Ahead Pete's plans, actually.
I think he's taken over the world. He joins us from his luxury abode. Well, welcome, Matthew.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Tim. Look, my motto is to just give the people what they want. Yes. So,
Who's your first interview subject in the world of AFL that you'll be going face to face with?
I think the first one we'll do is Anthony Mundine, because and what we do is, it's hard. It's, you know, half an hour. Some of them be an hour. You can't go through a person's career. It's just getting a snapshot of one facet. So Anthony Mundine, Chock always blames me for the reason he quit rugby league. He said, I got picked for the Australian side ahead of him. And he said, well, that bloke got picked ahead of me. That's it. I'll quit. So I sit down with him and we have a chat to say, do you really think you're better than me? Then talk about it for an hour. You know, it's my favourite subject, talking about, righto, Chock, enough about you. Let's talk about me a little bit more.
But the AFL thing was what interested
us.
Yeah,
me too.
They're face-to-face with AFL's biggest names, was it? That's what it said in the release here in Melbourne.
I think it might have been a typo, I guess.
Oh,
like, well, but I'm happy to.
Yeah, well, that's happy what I mean. Who would you go for first in the AFL?
I'd go for Sam Newman.
Might be the most short-lived show on air ever.
How is Sam going?
Sam's going well. He has got a podcast he does here with another former, one of his contemporaries, that's called You Cannot Be Serious, and that makes the news cycle each week, as you'd appreciate. He's unfiltered.
Mate, we had the podcast at Fox Sports. I do a family podcast, myself, Trish, and the boys, and just a plug there. It's called the Matty Johns Podcast. It's just a pretty imaginative title. Mate, we had guests. We had an interesting one. We had Ross Young a couple of weeks ago. He's the son of the great, late, great Malcolm Young. And, mate, interesting for AFL people, last week we had my best mate on. Like, he's an Irishman called Brian Carney. He was the first ever Gaelic footballer to play in the NRL. So I know you blokes have got a lot of Gaelic footballers in the AFL. How many would you have now?
I reckon 10, maybe. Maybe more.
Maybe more, yeah, right. Maybe more.
Yeah, talking to him about it, over there with the AFL, he said for them it's a serious talking point about how they retain their best players. So, if you want a riveting listen,
Ryan,
Matty John's podcast.
Yeah, that's got us up and about.
Well, you, Ted, you've been.
That's groundbreaking. That
Tim said that he'd been delving into because he wanted to make a stronger connection with you and because he didn't think it absolutely.
I have.
You locked in, but you did some homework.
I've been watching the best of Matty Johns on YouTube.
Don't waste all your Wi-Fi on that, mate.
that's a minute of my life I won't be able to get back. But I tell you where it led me down this track, because Gary and I got a break over Easter. And we've booked an on-site van at Fingal Bay. What can you tell us about Fingal Bay?
Have you really?
Yeah.
Boys?
Yep. Yeah, we're coming over.
It's, well, I tell you, I have.
Sounds like a great spot.
It's a great spot. My mum and dad had a caravan there for 30 years. So myself and Andrew, we come from like the coal mining town of Cessnock. And so, mate, go every year, you know, when it starts to heat up, it gets about 40 degrees here, we'd go to Fingal Bay. Mate, you know, Port Stephens is one of the great places in the world. So we get up there, and I still duck up there every now and then. You know, a couple of weeks ago, when me and the wife were at each other's throats, it's lockdown, was like. Anyway, I drove up there and had a couple more days. Reminds you how good this state of the place. If you want to stay there, the Lord Admiral Motor Inn.
Sounds flash.
Yeah.
Tim wants to do some canoeing.
Is there anybody up there? Is there anyone up there that rents out canoes or hires out canoes or anything?
Tim, nobody canoes up here anymore. It's frowned upon. It's like cannibalism. It's not illegal, but it's just frowned upon.
And your old man Gary was on the couch part of what I saw too. The best of Matty Johns. He seems like a bit of a character. The old man.
The old man he's a character. Dad was a footballer for a long, long time. The old man, during that sort of, you know, really glory years of St. George, he was going to sign there. And one of the last games he played, this is in the early to mid-70s, did his ACL. And back in those days, like an ACL was basically all over. But he played for a few more years. Mate, a few years ago, he was having trouble with his knee. And the surgeon went in and said, let's have a look at this. They just basically cut his lateral ligament and his medial ligament, swung him out the other side and pinned him. And, mate, I know. And he used to wonder why, you know. He'd be walking along the beach or down in the coal mine working and it'd collapse on him. So, he's a character, no doubt about it. Mate, my old character, bloke I used to do, Reg Reagan, the old man used to say to me all the time, mate, I don't find Red Dragon funny. I said, that's because you are Red Dragon.
Not a big bloke, is he, the old man?
No. He's not a big bloke.
So you must have got your height from your mum's side of the family, did you?
Yeah, mate, I did, actually. I'm 6'3". Mum's side of the family, yes, definitely.
If I can be just very serious for a moment, we the front pages of our paper continue to talk about concussion in our sport and what it means and the insurance issues now that arise from it. How big of it, because yours is even a bigger collision sport, is it a big talking point in rugby league?
Yeah, massive, Gaz. A lot of talk about it. And I saw that the stuff with, tragedy of Danny Frawley and how he's gone in and they've had a look in. And that's a really difficult thing. That's a scary thing, is the fact that it's not until you pass they can work out if you got it. But, you know, I don't want to be too dramatic here, but I've run into certainly a lot of players of my father's era. And even now I'm starting to see players just the era before I went. And you know they're battling real problems, and so it's a real problem. They put a lot of protocols in place now here, like they have with you guys. Which, I mean, the thing about it was, you know, like we with the rugby league, and I'd imagine with the AFL, it would have been exactly the same. Mate, you get knocked out. I remember getting knocked out one day and totally can't even remember. I woke up in the sheds. And they basically throw a bit of water in your face and get back out there.
Yeah, that's
you finish the game, and you'd have absolutely no recollection of like the rest of the game you played, and then you go and have a few beers after it.
Yep.
And so a lot of the protocols are put in place now, but with you, as is with you blokes, pretty scary.
So part of this is, Matty, is that on the back of Danny and others. Really urging former players to donate their brains posthumously so that they can learn more about it. Is that something that's on the agenda, and is it something that you'd be prepared to do out there?
Gaz, I had a bloke ask me about 12 months ago would I do it, and it's one of those, like, I'm still undecided whether I would. It's a conversation I've got to have with the family.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just, it's... I think it is something I'd be willing to do. It's just, it's very difficult. You know, it's just a really difficult thing going the game. And as I said before, probably one of the most tragic things about it is that I know a lot of blokes out there who are struggling, but they don't want to put their hands up and talk about it, because a lot of times they get labelled money grabbers. Oh, here we go. There's going to be a court case. Now, there's a guy here. There's a guy that I was seeing a little bit up here. This guy, he's a Melbourne guy. That he went over and did a bit of work. He was paid by the NFL to do a little bit of work. And, mate, I'd go and see him. And he's just sort of work on your neck and certain things, move the fluid around in your brain. And when I spoke about this guy, mate, I got calls, I reckon, from a dozen players from the past saying, mate, can I have that bloke's number, but please don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
And I think that says it all.
It's a nationwide issue that will continue to be front and square, and it has to be, given the obligations we've got to the next generation of players.
Yeah, without a doubt, Gaz. And they have, like, you know, I got two boys that, you know, that play, and yeah, I'm grateful now that they've put everything, you know, all the things in place.
Hey, we're just pushed for time, mate, so we'll keep moving. It's great to talk to you. Get your recommendations on the Karate Kid 3 next week.
Yes.
We might save it, because I know that's important.
I tell you what, you give me your feedback. Oh, it's the worst movie of all time. So bad, it's great.
All right, we'll put it down. Great to talk to you, Matthew Johns. Part of SEN Sydney, 11:70 SEN Sydney on a Friday, as you can hear him 9 till 12.